This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Colorado's mountains have about half the amount of snow left than they normally do for this time of year. Becky Bollinger is the assistant state climatologist. She says late snowstorms in May helped some parts of the state, but all the snow is already gone in the Gunnison River Basin. Bollinger says it's a similar story in the San Juan River Basin.
By the middle of May, they were completely melted out. No more snow on the San Juan Mountains. And that was basically a month early.
More than 80% of the state is in a moderate drought or worse. Stricter fire restrictions have gone into effect in the San Juan National Forest. Fires and the use of barbecues and charcoal grills will be banned at the area in southwestern Colorado, including at campgrounds. Smoking outdoors and using fireworks and incendiary ammunition are also prohibited. The National Forest Service says humans start nearly 90% of all wildfires on public lands. Four Coloradans have been named to the U.S. women's national soccer team as they look to qualify for next year's World Cup. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The four selected for the 23-member team are midfielders Lindsey Horan and Taylor Korniak, along with forwards Mallory Pugh and Sophia Smith. A fifth Coloradan, Jalen Howell, was also picked for a pair of June exhibition games. After those warm-up matches, the squad heads to Mexico for a regional championship. The outcome will help determine who goes to next year's Women's World Cup in Australia and New Zealand, as well as the 2024 Olympics in Paris. The team plays June 25th at Dick's Sporting Goods Park in Commerce City. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Most of the Front Range has highs in the mid to upper 80s today, the Central Mountains near 70 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.